Put me in, coach. I'm ready for the Medicare for the Lazy Man podcast. A podcast that once had a terminal case of the hiccups. As the song goes, Cisco Kid was a friend of his. Here he is, Medicare expert Doug Jones.
Oh boy, oh boy, oh boy. It's a beautiful Arizona morning, and we are ready to start another exciting episode of the Medicare for the Lazy Man podcast. Thank you very much for joining us today, ladies and gentlemen. And thank you, Drew McMillan, my Canadian nephew, for the introduction, the fantastic introduction that you provided at the beginning of this episode. We are here to celebrate Medicare. Why are we so happy about Medicare? Because people who go on Medicare often find that they have a much improved cash flow and a much improved level of health insurance protection against those unexpected medical bills that can drive you into bankruptcy. So that's the short version of why Medicare is, in many ways, it's a very good thing. I'm busy passing gas through my mouth. I think we call that hiccuping, but so please excuse that. I'm hoping Randy can clean that up in post. And so anyway, what we have here is a podcast that's based on my book. I wrote the original version back in 2018, and I've been updating it ever since. It's called Medicare for the Lazy Man 2022, simplest and easiest guide ever. You can find that in Amazon.com or at BarnesandNoble.com. If you go to Amazon, you'll find four different versions. You'll find the paperback, you'll find the hardcover, you'll find the audio book, and you'll find the Kindle ebook. All of those have the same content, and they're designed to give you the simple, straightforward, no nonsense, no highfalutin, expensive terminology story of Medicare and what you need to do when you get close to Medicare age and how to execute those plans. A lot of that means calling me or sending me an email when you turn age 64 so that I can help you plan your entry into Medicare. You tell me what your plans are, what your situation is, and I tell you, here's a questionnaire. Fill this thing out. It's mostly stuff you know off the top of your head. And pretty soon, bing, bang, boom, you are a proud participant in Medicare, and your hugely expensive ACA or Obamacare plan has ceased to exist for you, which is a happy occasion for a lot of people. Hey, often I ask Randy Carson to play our 30-second radio spot. Today is no different. I like to hear that thing, even if nobody else does. It's an excellent way, a succinct way to tell people how to access the information that we offer. So I'm going to be real quiet now and let Randy play that spot, and then I'll be back. Medicare is complicated. Medicare can be confusing. Medicare is no fun to study. Will you know what decisions to make when Medicare time arrives for you? My name is Doug Jones, and I wrote a book to help you figure it all out. Medicare for the Lazy Man. It's on sale at Amazon and BarnesandNoble.com. Also, you can download and listen to my podcast, Medicare for the Lazy Man, wherever fine podcasts are given away free of charge. Medicare for the Lazy Man, simplest and easiest guide ever. Thank you, Randy. We are ready to start the episode, and so I'm going to ask that you join us today. How are you, Randy?
Good. Thanks for asking. Good. Hey, you know, when you first were first introducing this particular podcast, you mentioned hiccups.
Yes, I was having some. They've gone away now.
Okay, that's good. That's good, because I have some fun factoids about hiccups.
Oh, boy, oh, boy. Is this going to be another one of these embarrassing stump the insurance guy?
Well, it's not embarrassing, because there's really no reason that you, as an insurance expert, should know this. But just in case you do, we are going to play Stump the Insurance Expert.
Alrighty, very good. Let's do that.
So here's your question. There's a particular person that holds the world's record for the longest hiccups. You know, they lasted the longest.
Okay.
And I'm going to give you a multiple choice question of how long that was. There's 1 year.
Mm-hmm.
There's 27 years.
Okay.
And there's 9 years. Which one of those is the answer to how long the longest world record hiccups lasted?
Well, 1 year doesn't sound long enough. 27 years, I would put a bullet in my brain. So I'm going to go with 9 years because that sounds like just on the outer edge of tolerable. No, wrong again. Typical of Stump the insurance guy. Wrong again.
Okay, you're going now. Hold on to your seat here.
I'm holding on.
The individual that holds the world record, according to the Guinness Book of World Record, for the longest series of hiccups, he had them for 27 years.
Oh, man. See, I would have put a bullet in my brain right around 9.5 years. So, because, you know, there's nothing fun about hiccups.
No, I really understand what you're saying, because when I get the hiccups, I am literally out in the kitchen. I'm chugging water. I'm eating spoons of sugar. I'm doing anything I can do to get rid of them because they drive me literally nuts.
Do you ask people to frighten you? That is an old wives, you know.
I haven't done that. But I suppose I could try it, you know, on the next time that I get a set that I can't get rid of.
Absolutely.
But here's one more question about the individual that holds the world's record. What state did this gentleman that holds the world record live in?
Well, I imagine he was living in a state of perpetual fear and trepidation.
I'm going to put a bullet in my brain. Come on, Let's see. That pistol, will you?
Okay. Give me a hint. What years did this occur? What century was this in?
In the 20th century.
Okay. So we had up to 50 states in the 20th century.
Yeah.
Somewhere between 47 and 50. So I'm going to say, I'm going to throw a dart at my mental map of the United States. I'm going to eliminate Alaska and Hawaii. I'm going to say that he probably lived in California. Boy, how could I have ever missed that question? What state did he live in?
You only had 50 chances. All right. Well, this individual lived in Anthon, Iowa.
Okay.
And I'm going to tell you when they started it, and there's really no reason that this should have started his lifelong bout with hiccups, but
right.
for some reason, when he was a farmer in Anthon, Iowa, and for some reason he was out butchering hogs one day and they started and they didn't stop until 27 years later.
So it was basically the hogs' revenge.
I think that was it. I think one of the hogs cursed him to have hiccups for the rest. Well, they did eventually stop. I don't know. He was alive when they stopped, but 27 years. How in the world could you that? I mean, I can't even imagine.
You can't even finish a sentence talking about it, much less.
No, literally, I can't imagine having hiccups for 27 years. But anyway, Anthon, Iowa.
All right. Two happy things about that. First of all, they did end. So the guy managed to probably live out the rest of his life in relative happiness after that was over. The second thing that's come about is that you have now eaten up the time that I was going to use for Stump the Audio Engineer. I had a surefire subject for you, and I'm going to put that off on the pile of things to look at in the future.
We can use that in future episodes.
Absolutely. Now, tell me about the background you're sitting in front of. It looks like a classroom.
I'm in our new Medicare for the Lazy Man remote office.
Okay. All right. Yeah, so this would be located where, in your house in Cave Creek?
It's located in Scottsdale, down along Scottsdale Road. It's in one of those office buildings where you can rent temporary space, and they have conference rooms and they have all kinds of stuff there that you can use.
It looks very businesslike, very, very businesslike and modern. It's almost, what do you call it when it's made up of pieces? You could disassemble it, put it in a crate, and take it to a new location.
Tinker Toys.
Sure. Well, that's one description. Sure. It wasn't the one I had in mind, but what the heck?
You and I are the only guys on the wire here that knows what Tinker Toys are, but that's okay.
Yeah, yeah. And erector sets, too. You don't hear a lot about erector sets anymore.
No, you know why that is?
I give up. Why is that?
Because they involved, you know, little screwdrivers and little wrenches and little bolts. Yeah. And they eliminated those as soon as they decided little kids like you and me when we were five could choke on all these little parts. And unfortunately, we all lived through it. I don't know how. I mean, we all should be, you know, like choked up with screwdrivers, but we aren't.
Another thing we have to thank lawyers for. Thank you so much for having too much free time looking for reasons to sue people. So thanks a lot, you douchebags. One other little thing that it's been about a week since we've gotten together to do any recording because I had a social obligation. That was a kind of a mini family reunion. We didn't get all the remaining Joneses together, but we got a bunch of us together. Did a Zoom call with Nora. So I got to hear Nora talk for the first time.
Oh, really? Oh, that's so cool.
She now talks in complete gibberish, so that's pretty cool. She's, I think, a year and 2 months or something like that. So, and her grandmother, my sister, bought her a pair of cowboy boots while she was here.
I need pictures. I got to have cowboy boots on Nora.
Okay, well, there are two boots. One is a Nora-sized boot, and one is a... Nora's the preceding generation, Nora's aunt, she bought two pairs of boots. So I will send you a picture of those boots.
Yeah. Is she anywhere close to needing that little pink headset to participate here?
I asked her to repeat after me. And it was all, she wasn't that cooperative. She wasn't that excited about repeating whatever I said. And when she tried to, it kind of sounded like gibberish. So I think we're going to be waiting a little while for her to hire on as an audio expert.
I thought maybe she'd say, sure, Uncle Doug, here, talk to my attorney. You need to negotiate.
Well, when I was in seventh grade, I think it was, there was a song that was very popular about a young guy and his girlfriend babysitting. And half of the song lyrics were babies Googling and, you know, stuff like that. I'm sure you don't remember it because I'm actually a few years older than you are. But I'll send it to you sometime and then you can play it as an opening. Or
Absolutely. Well, I'm glad.
It's called the Babysitter Boogie.
I'm looking forward to that one.
All right.
Well, I'm glad to hear Nora's coming right along, and I'm just excited as heck that she's got boots now.
Yes, she has. Well, she'll get them soon when my sister and her husband head back to Canada, which I think will happen on Thursday of this week. One other thing. We went out to lunch yesterday to the Mountain View Pub.
The Irish pub up in Canada.
Our waitress, you probably know her if you've been there anytime recently. She's very tiny. She's a very tiny bleach blonde, and she was originally from Mena, Arkansas. So I said, I have friends in Mena, Arkansas, and they manufacture automobile classic car parts. And I started rattling off all these names, and she had this blank look on her face. Finally, she said, sir, I was a little child when I left there. I have no idea who you're talking about. But anyway, she made a statement that surprised me, but I didn't call her on it because I thought I'd ask you, the expert. She said, because my brother-in-law ordered a Guinness, and I don't like to drink Guinness unless I'm with you because you know the proper method to use when you're drinking Guinness and the proper words to say and all that stuff. And I don't like to be, willy-nilly about my Guinness drinking.
Right, I get it.
So anyway, she said, we sell at this pub, which is not a big place. She said, we sell more Guinness than any place else in Arizona. Is that possible?
It sounds a little incredible because there's a bunch of Irish pubs in Phoenix.
Yeah.
But, you know, I suppose it's possible because, you know, I'm there a lot. So I think I do a lot to help their volume sales. So, you know, it could be true.
Do you recognize this, my description of this woman, this waitress?
Yeah.
Very small person. Well, you can, the next time you're there and you see her, you can say, you know, a friend of mine was here. You can tell her I had the Reuben and didn't like it that much because I like Chompies. Chompies has spoiled me for Reuben.
Oh, sandwiches. Chompies. There's no way to beat Chompies, Reuben.
Exactly. So, and in fact, when I told her that, she said, all right, where is Chompies? I've got to go check it out. And I told her, is it Cactus in the 51 is their newest location?
She She's only been here about 12 minutes and she doesn't know where Chompies. Everybody knows where Chompies is.
Well, the new Chompies is the one I told her to go to, because the one that I've always been going to has been, it was in the Paradise Valley Mall, which is going to be destroyed.
So where's the new Chompies?
It's at Cactus. Just like I said a second ago, play the tape back. Cactus and the 51. So you get off on Cactus westbound, and it is the first thing you see is a discount tire store, and this shares the parking lot with a discount tire store. So it's right on the northwest corner of the interchange of the 51 and Cactus.
Well, the one I started going to years ago, and it's still kind of my favorite, is the one down in Tempe.
Uh-huh.
It's a long drive
if you want a sandwich.
Yeah, it's a long drive. And then there's also one out on, you go down the 101 and you hang a west on, what's the name of that street? I don't know. Doesn't matter.
There are only 8 million streets, so I'm going to have a tough time.
It's out on 90th and something or other. And I can't remember the out there, but that's the other Chompies. But I'm somewhat of a old school guy that doesn't like change. If I really want to have good old Chompies and, you know, get my mind into it, I still drive down to Tempe, mostly because, Frank, my good friend from Omaha, he lived down in Arkansas, and we had to meet halfway there at Chompies in Tempe.
I see. Well, the reason I always went to the one in the Paradise Valley Mall was because then I would go to Sears and get cabinets for my garage or tools and things like that. Because those two stores, the Chompies and the Sears store, were the last two retail outlets in this giant 1960s mall that is soon to be torn down. It is huge.
My entire life was ruined when Sears went out of that mall.
Yeah. Yeah,
I know I'm old school, but I used to love walking around that mall in the holidays. And
It was wonderful. I remember when it was brand new, because I used to be out here before that even existed. And, Paradise Valley is a nice area, so they built a nice mall to, complement Paradise Valley. And frankly, that mall should be full of stores loaded with things to buy. But I guess maybe Amazon and online purchasing has changed that. Anyway, I noticed by the old clock on the wall that we're burning up all of our valuable time.
We're burning up time like crazy. So I am going to be very quiet and you can move on with some Medicare stuff.
Well, here's the thing. I have a whole stack of articles that I've collected, and I know which one you're going to choose to hear, but I'm going to read the titles to you and you tell me what you think would be best for the audience to hear. One title is, Why Won't More Older Americans Get Their COVID Booster? Another title is, Washington State Retools the First in the Nation Long-Term Care Benefit. That's going to harken back to an episode we did last year about Washington State and their long-term care, their nursing home taxpayer benefit. Here's another one. California opens Medicaid to, and it's a group of people that I'm going to keep a secret for the time being. And here's a collection of news items from Kaiser Health News. And we have another story from Kaiser Health News about a woman whose carefully chosen prescription drug plan exploded in her face shortly after she bought it. And finally, we have an article that says, Medicare Advantage plans too often deny care, a government watchdog reports. So which of these articles do you think you would like?
That one, the last one.
Yeah. How did I know that? How did I know that? Well,
I take, as you know, Doug, I take every opportunity I can possibly find to crow, to besmirch, to spit upon Medicare Advantage plans.
And the reason for that is that our clients are the happiest clients around, because we don't allow them to even consider Medicare Advantage plans. It's kind of scary, but it's a rewarding experience to save people from falling into the clutches of Medicare Advantage plans. So here's the article, and it's fairly short, which is lucky for us because we're almost out of time in this episode. Medicare Advantage plans too often deny care, HHS watchdog reports. Now, HHS is Health and Human Services. They have a watchdog and they're overseeing Medicare Advantage plans, and they apparently don't like what they see. The Inspector General's office urged the Health and Human Services officials to increase oversight of the private Medicare Advantage plans. Now, there are three different publications that make mention of this. USA Today says Medicare Advantage plans skimp on claims, care, claims and care, a federal report finds. A government watchdog report released Thursday, I don't know what Thursday it was, but this is a fairly new article, so it's not old at all. This is not old news. A government watchdog report released on Thursday found private Medicare plans routinely rejected claims that should have been paid, and they denied services that reviewers found to be medically necessary. The report, completed by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services Inspector General, they discovered that private Medicare plans denied 18% of claims allowed under the Medicare coverage rule. Oh, Randy grabbed his heart. He was clutching onto his, it looks like it's the big one. It's a big one. I'm coming to join you, honey. So they denied 18% of claims that are allowed under Medicare coverage rules. The denials often were a result of errors in processing claims, the report found. Let's see. That was on April 28th. Okay, here's one. I guess all of these are April 28th or April 29th, so they're very current information. According to the New York Times, Medicare Advantage plans often deny needed care, according to a federal report. So every year, tens of thousands of people enrolled in private Medicare Advantage plans are denied necessary care that should be covered under the program, federal investigators concluded in a report published on Thursday. The investigators urged Medicare officials to strengthen oversight of these private insurance plans. They keep calling them private insurance plans. Believe me, they give a stink to private enterprise, which should be providing the very best possible coverage due to the effects of competition. Anyway, these plans, which provide benefits to 28 million older Americans, and these watchdogs called for increased enforcement against plans with a pattern of inappropriate denials. Advantage plans have become an increasingly popular option among older Americans, offering privatized versions of Medicare that are frequently less expensive and provide a wider array of benefits than traditional government-run programs. So the final is Axios. Medicare Advantage debate rekindled by a report on coverage denials. The OIG, Office of something or other, the OIG report validates that the vast majority of Medicare Advantage prior authorization requests are approved, and that the vast majority of denials that the OIG reviewed were appropriate. So I don't know what that's saying. That sounds like they're saying, it's okay to deny coverage, deny claims. Medicare administrators noted plan performance is improving. Okay, the bottom line on this is that a lot of people besides just Randy and I find that the operation of Medicare Advantage plans offers the increased disappointment level to its clients. In other words, you may think you're going to be entering a wonderland of medical protection, medical coverage, but as we've talked about, the coverage under Medicare Advantage plans is kind of skimpy. It's limited. It can be taken away from you because they can change their plan parameters at any time during the year, and they don't have to ask your permission. And frankly, the opportunity to be disappointed by your Medicare, your health insurance plan, is very high with a Medicare Advantage plan. That can't happen with a Medicare supplement plan because it is contractually guaranteed and legally guaranteed to be the same from the day you buy it to the day you croak, except for maybe the cost, which will ratchet up as medical inflation takes its toll. So anyway, I thought you'd like that article, Randy.
I always enjoy an opportunity to jump on a Medicare disadvantage plan.
We've heard more often recently that not only is there trouble in paradise, but also the watchdogs, the government enforcers are sort of taking notice. They're sitting up and watching what goes on more carefully than they used to. I'm hoping that means that they make these people toe the line.
Well, the problem, you know, we've talked about this in the past, but the problem, that, as I see it, is the Medicare Advantage plans, the people that offer these things, use denials as the first line of defense to control their expenses.
Exactly right. Couldn't have said it better myself. We did a study last year, I think it was, some articles in which the denials were completely reversed if the people got their poop together enough to appeal the denials. The problem is a lot of people that are sick don't have that kind of time or energy or inclination when their request for treatment is denied. They don't know what to do. But the ones who appealed actually had their coverage paid for.
Well, you know, I mean, and I'm not, maybe this is just me, but I think a lot of people, especially of the age that we're talking about, that would be, you know, taking advantage and needing these kinds of benefits is, you know, when they're raised, you know, kind of like I was back in the day, you know, if the government says this ain't going to happen, it ain't going to happen. If the insurance company says this is not covered, it ain't covered.
Yeah.
People of my mindset and my age were not necessarily raised to be persistently involved in something like this, to have it reviewed and reviewed and reviewed, because Medicare Advantage people, they're just counting on the fact that you're all going to go away after the first rejection.
Absolutely. And if you didn't go away, you still are going to wind up, if you get sick and you wind up in the hospital or whatever, you're going to wind up paying a high percentage of your medical bill out of your own pocket, because they may not charge you much to buy a Medicare Advantage plan, but they're going to really penalize you if you get sick and you have medical bills.
Well, I think one thing that I want to leave, you know, kind of a ending thought here, at least from my side of the discussion, I think I'm going to print up a T-shirt that says Medicare Advantage is wonderful until you need some coverage.
There you go. I think those words are drawn from Medicare for the Lazy Man 2022, yep. If I recall correctly.
Absolutely. And there's that. And then there's the other side of my T-shirt. It's going to be Obama Don't Care is the most wonderful insurance package in the world.
Yeah, there you go. There you go. Well, maybe if we play our cards right, maybe we'll be seeing the end of the affordable Don't Care plan before you know it. I'd like to think anyway, because I'm an eternal optimist.
You are definitely. I would like to consider myself a realist. My wife has another name for it, but
well, this is a family podcast, so we probably don't want to hear that.
I know. Next time when we get together, I need to bring up some more discussion about 853 COVID tests per month.
Yes, well, we can certainly spend a good 20 minutes discussing that. So I say let's wrap it up for today and get on to our lives, shall we?
All righty. Well, we thank everyone. Trust me, every one of you for joining us, because you could have been doing a lot of other things and you weren't. You spent some time with us that we would like to think is valuable, and we have disseminated some information that's going to make your life easier. But you have just spent about 32 and a half minutes with Doug Jones, the anti-insurance guy from Oklahoma, right now monitoring life from his fortress of solitude in Cave Creek, Arizona.
Bye-bye.